This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. We head back to London now and we're joined by Jane Hansen. Jane, welcome back on. Nice to touch base.
Oh, thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me again.
Jane, you mentioned that the first time we chatted that you came from a bit of a swimming and a running background. Biking really wasn't your forte, but obviously you're pretty good at it. You've won your age group at Zurich and Ironman South Africa. You finished second in Kona. Was the bike something you had to work particularly hard at compared to the other two disciplines?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when I decided that I wanted to do longer distance triathlon, I basically, focus on the bike for a whole year. I mean, I was absolutely useless on that bike. It would be a standard procedure in any Olympic distance triathlon that I would get out, fairly at the pointy end of the pack after the swim, and then I would have a little game, play a little game with myself to see at which kilometer marker they would all catch me on the bike. Which would happen, frequently. I just really felt like it was just my weakest by far. So I decided to really focus on that. And I spent a whole year just focusing and upweighting all of my bike work to try to make an improvement.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What would you say is the one thing that you've done, if you can think of your career in triathlon, the one thing you've done that's given you the most sort of gains and the most benefit on the bike?
On the bike?
Yep.
Pushing a bigger gear. When I first started triathlon, I guess it was because I used to ride with a bunch of cyclists, and I thought that the way to ride a bike was at something like 90 or even 100 cadence, and that everybody must spin and that you must do it fairly kind of fast, so you must have a high cadence. And I just soon realized, mostly after working with Brett actually, that was just the completely wrong thing to do. So I've spent a lot of time cycling in a huge monster gear at the lowest cadence possible to try to build up some strength in my legs.
Do you train to power as well?
Do you know what? It's funny. Everybody, all of my friends take the complete mickey out of me because I do have a power meter on my bike and I do have a Garmin. But half the time I forget to switch it on and, I very rarely look at the power meter. I mean, what I do use my Garmin for is I'll look down in it and I'll use it to check my cadence. It sounds very unscientific. And it's probably doesn't sound great, but no, I don't really work to power. No, I don't at all. I mean, I'll often look down, but, I don't even know which numbers I should be hitting. So, yeah, I mean, I do a lot of, I'll train on perceived effort.
In our chat, we were talking about your swim. You said the one thing you can do in all three disciplines is train with a group of people who are stronger than you, and that's a great way to get better. You also mentioned the Black Line London crew. Tell us a little bit about them and the work you've done with them and how that's improved your cycling.
Okay, so these are a bunch of guys that I know in London. They're friends of mine, and usually every weekend we will go out for a long ride, and occasionally midweek we might meet up in the park and do intervals. But the long rides are great. I mean, these guys are all good riders, and many of them have been to Kona themselves. And usually what I'll do is I'll go out riding with them and I'll just try and stay on their wheel. It's as basic as that.
It does make a big difference. I mean, I can speak from experience too. Is finding a group who are I don't want to say considerably quicker than you, but a lot quicker. And it is. It's a case of you just hang on for dear life, and before you know it, a few weeks later, maybe a month later, you keeping up with them, and it's a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's an added incentive because my sense of direction is appalling. And I still to this day do not know the way home from Windsor or Marlow. So if I get dropped, then I'm in trouble.
Jane, that's superb. Let's talk about your favorite workout on the bike. Do you mix things up? I'm guessing you do. It's not the same old in every session. What do you particularly love doing on the bike?
I quite like climbs actually. I've been on a few riding trips to the Alps, and I love climbing up a mountain. But I guess if it's training, then I really enjoy the long ride at the weekend. But I do turbo sessions now, whereas I used to never ever do turbo sessions before. So that's probably a big factor in my bike improvement. I do a couple of turbo sessions a week, and probably my favorite one is. But it's really simple. It's just an hour, and I'll do a minute on and a minute off. And the minute on will be in the biggest gear imaginable, and I'll just go for it.
Yeah, one of those sessions that could hurt quite a bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely hurts quite a bit. I have this. I have a giant electronic stopwatch in my gym, and all I can do is just stare at it. I stare at the seconds counting down, just willing them to reach 60, because, you know, then I know I'm going to get my rest.
Fantastic. Jane, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to chatting a little bit more about the run, and I know you've made some huge gains in your sort of athletic career as an adult on the run, and I want to find out what you've done and how you've done it, but we'll save that for next time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.